This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Emily Quirk. Let's check in now with Peter Biello, who's live in downtown Portsmouth. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Emily. Thank you very much. Yes, we're broadcasting live from Book and Bar in Portsmouth today. And even looking out through the windows here, it is easy to see that Portsmouth is a popular tourist destination, a hub for the Seacoast region, lots of people out there, and it's also a city in the midst of growth on a variety of fronts. For a look at the state of the city, we're turning now to Portsmouth Mayor Jack Blaylock. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
No, thank you, Peter. It's great. It's my pleasure to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. A lot of things we'd like to talk to you about. A person in your position is generally inclined to say the state of our city is strong. So I want to focus your attention first on the issue of growth that we mentioned. The city is seeing modest population growth. Many concerns about housing availability, transportation, other issues. To what extent is the city ready to take on more residents?
Well, the city's very ready. I mean, we're in a great financial situation here in Portsmouth. We have the highest bond rating possible for a municipality, so we can take care of our infrastructure quite well and have been over the many years. So as far as the things that a municipality can control, like streets, complete streets, all our bridges have been replaced, we're building a new sewer wastewater treatment plant, we're fixing everything that we can that people need to use to build homes, and we're hoping now that our housing stock can increase.
You mentioned things that you can control. Are there things that are beyond your control that worry you as mayor?
Well, in a sense. I mean, obviously we can't control private development except through zoning, which we have. We think we have good, strong zoning in place, and we'd like to see more workforce-type housing created here, and we're doing everything we can within the limits that the state sets us that we can encourage more workforce housing.
And so what can you do to encourage affordable housing, workforce housing?
There again, it's through the zoning laws to allow more density, to allow buildings to be a little bit taller maybe, to less parking requirements, things like that. But the reason we have such a housing shortage is Portsmouth is blessed with this tremendous economy, vibrant, diverse. We are sort of the hub of the seacoast, and we have more people coming here to eat, drink, and buy things than we have living here. So on a daily basis, our population doubles.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Portsmouth Mayor Jack Blaylock about the state of the city. We're broadcasting live from Book and Bar in Portsmouth. Development does seem to be an issue of great concern for many residents here on the seacoast. Recently, the debate over the McIntyre property has been a key example. This building, it is home to the post office. It's right downtown. Owned by the federal government, Portsmouth has an opportunity to do something with it. Can you talk a little bit about the path the McIntyre building is currently on?
Yeah, that's taking a very public path. There's been, to my knowledge, 39 public meetings on what we will do with the building. It's challenging because any time we have such an involved citizenry here, and everybody has an idea of what would be best. We think we're on a good path there. The most important thing is that the city acquires the property so that we can see something there that's going to benefit all.
And that is the particular path it's on. The city is working to acquire the property and do what with it exactly?
To turn it into something that's going to be helpful for the downtown. So it would be a significant amount of public space. The building itself, the federal building, which was built in 1966, is considered a historic building because it's in a National Historic District. It's over 50 years old, and it's of significant architectural design. Mm-hmm. So that needs to be preserved, so we need to use that building. Nobody wants to see it be a hotel, so offices is probably the most likely, and a lot of public space on the bottom floors.
Mm-hmm. Some residents have expressed concern that if the McIntyre building is developed in the way that you're suggesting, that there might be traffic problems and there might be a little more congestion downtown. How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond to that by not having it become a transportation hub. In fact, I'm one of those that really see less parking right in our immediate downtown, fewer cars and more pedestrians, more small mobile type of transportation where we have a rather large parking garage on the outskirts of town and having ways of getting people to and from where they're going to work.
You're referring to like shuttle buses and things
shuttle
like that?
Shuttle buses, yes, exactly, micro transit.
Mm. Okay, and revisit McIntyre, folks. These are the people who would like the city to sort of get off the path that it is on. Some of them have argued that this does not serve all residents of Portsmouth. So I wanted to get your take on that. Does this project, as you envision it, serve all residents of Portsmouth?
In my opinion, it does. But certainly, to revisit McIntyre Group, it has some, you know, has some good ideas, and I think a compromise can be reached eventually. But I think what may happen is if the city of Portsmouth does not get possession of the property, that it then will get sold to private development. And then we would have the only control we would have over what it is then is through the current zoning laws.
Mm-hmm. McIntyre is just one of the many issues that you're facing here on Portsmouth. One of them that Portsmouth faces, that also other communities on the seacoast face, is the fact that we're right on the ocean, and because of climate change, we are susceptible to the impact of sea level rise. What is the city doing about that? Is there anything that the city is doing to prepare for a possible sea level rise?
Absolutely. In fact, our environmental engineer, Peter Britz, at City Hall, is constantly involved in what measures we need to take. We're constantly updating our seawalls, improving them, enlarging them, and we have a very involved sustainability committee that is giving us many suggestions. So we're kind of in the forefront of things we need to do to take care of our planet and take care of climate change.
Are there any of those suggestions from that committee that you'd be willing to share with us now, things that you'd be anxious to take on?
Well, most recently we passed a resolution to become carbon neutral, and we had sent that to all of our legislative delegation, and you know, Portsmouth is doing everything it can to reduce the amount of carbon emitted into the atmosphere. To, you know, obviously sea level change could be devastating to a town like Portsmouth. Now, fortunately for us, a lot of our infrastructure and homes and stuff are a bit higher, so we're not right down like in Florida where they're pretty much already at sea level. But we still need to do what we can to keep it at bay.
Mayor Blalock, in addition to being mayor, you are also a business owner here in Portsmouth. So generally speaking, how's business here?
Business is fabulous. We have been open for 45 years at the old Ferry Landing Restaurant.
That's the restaurant you own, by the way.
Exactly, yes. And back in the mid-70s, Portsmouth was not a destination. It was a place people passed through. It was a place where people lived. It was the best jobs, I guess, were at the Navy Yard over there, at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. And there wasn't a lot going on. In fact, I used to tell people that we had two choices. You either went, got a job at the Navy Yard, or you left. Well, in 1975, after graduating college, my dad had an idea for this restaurant, and I came back and joined it. And meanwhile, organically, all these other things started to happen. The Prescott Park Arts Festival, the Strawberry Bank, where we were preserving all of our historic buildings, Seacoast Repertory Theater, which in its origin was called Theater by the Sea, a small theater right on the Siri Street. And then the restaurants started to come because people started coming here. And it all really was spawned by the arts community. We had a lot of local artists. You could live here. It was very inexpensive at the time. And through our performance venues and just art like sculptures and paintings. And the fact the very first Prescott Park Arts Festival was literally an arts festival with sculptures and paintings in the park. Now it's music, concerts, and plays.
So the arts in general, pretty central to Portsmouth's character downtown.
Very much so. I think our arts atmosphere here is very vibrant. The city actually has a liaison called ArtSpeak that kind of coordinates things between the city and the arts community. We feel that we actually have statistics that the arts in Portsmouth brings in $58 million to us annually.
Mayor Jack Blalock, Mayor of Portsmouth, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter. It's been a pleasure to be here. I love New Hampshire Public Radio, and I love Portsmouth.
Well, we're glad to have you here at Portsmouth Book and Bar. This is NHPR.
Thank you.